Look, all this week we are celebrating some of the very best in our community with the ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards. We asked you to nominate individuals in a number of categories, individuals and organisations, including this one, community projects or events. And this award recognises the organisers of an annual event, one-off project or campaign, which has been successful in engaging with the local community and it's demonstrated great teamwork. I had to read that because that's the judging criteria
for this award. Yes, it is. Very important. And one of our finalists is Strawberry Sundays for the Common Good, that project. You remember that, of course. Raising funds for life-saving medical research through the Strawberry Sunday stalls at the Eck for 30 years. Michael Hornby, the CEO of the Common Good, congratulations on being a finalist.
Oh, it's so lovely to be amongst those other worthy organisations.
And now it had to change significantly this year. We couldn't have the Strawberry Sundays like we normally do because the Eck wasn't on.
Who'd have thought Strawberry Sundays were that echo? But we have form on this, as you remember, 2 years ago.
Right.
We did it for the strawberry growers in King George Square, so we had some inkling
that it could be
done. And after
that, you said never again.
I did say never again. 2 years worth of therapy bills I need to forward to you guys. But it was terrific. And again, I think the being a nominee for this award was terrific. And I think as much for, you know, we've got a very small team of people, a small staff who had to just change everything that they did and worked long and hard for many, many weeks. But also those in the community who got behind us, from the strawberry growers to the people at Donata who volunteered their time, all the staff were laid off, 800 of them.
Yeah.
They still contributed in this way. But 90,000 people got involved with Strawberry Sundays in this way.
90,000. And you had pop-up stalls all over town. It was just, for not, it gave me an excuse to drag out the old strawberry costume.
Oh, yeah,
as well.
Loves that.
But how important, like from your organisation perspective, the Prince Charles Hospital Foundation, what did that mean for you?
Oh, look, it was absolutely critical. And what more important a year to fund medical research? And we were at real risk of having to, you know, not fund as well as we'd like to some really vital work into that space. And, you know, we're able to maintain that support. In fact, this was our most profitable Strawberry Sunday program in our 30-odd year history of delivering this program. So
wow.
We were able to allocate net profit of $350,000 to our researchers and scientists who, by the way, every year they don't know whether they've got a job. I mean, that's part of the thing that the Common Good is tackling.
Yeah.
There was a real risk this year if we weren't able to back them that no one could back them. So, you know, to the community who got behind and bought these little ice treats, it's been absolutely brilliant.
And this year in particular with COVID, you know, the job of those researchers is so important. But what struck me also going out there is, and it would you too, the people, the general public who came out and they were in such a great mood, weren't they?
Oh, they just love to queue, socially distanced, of course. And I was so grateful for that because you just wonder that it was quite manic at the times, but people were travelling some distances, as we've experienced once before. But also those corporate packs we did.
Yeah,
you know, some of these
right.
companies were buying 700 Strawberry Sundays worth of goodies for their staff to get connected. And we would get reports back from some of these businesses who themselves were going through difficult times, that that little Strawberry Sunday occasion in their workplace actually was a great well-being program for them.
Yes.
So things you don't expect actually contribute to health in another way.
Yeah.
And you've said that before, that fundraising in this year is extraordinarily tough in this environment where money is tight for everybody. Just talk us through some of the research that is actually happening right now at the Prince Charles Hospital Foundation.
Well, you know, there were three projects that were still underway with that relate to COVID-19. One is an international study working with ICU units across 350 hospitals globally, and we're the epicenter for that project. So that's really, really important on a global scale. But locally, as was discussed on ABC Radio last week, is that work in a silicosis
yes.
to support our tradies. That is one of the most important things I've ever been associated with. You know, the fact that we've been able to develop an initial treatment for the early detection of this disease and actually improve the health of six patients out of six that have been trialled so far is a game changer for us. And that's why we exist. So we're so delighted for all that. We're doing research into heart disease, other forms of lung disease. We'll also be doing some more work into mental health programs as well. So all these things probably affect, sadly, around 90% of Australians.
Mm. Michael Hornby, what's going to happen next year? 2021, we were just talking to the Chief Health Officer. She's hopeful, you know, a vaccine yeah. might be available mid-year, but yeah. then it will still take some time. What are your plans over the next 12 months to, one, keep that money ticking over, and two, Strawberry Sundays?
Well, you know, we've got to talk to our good friends at the RNA to find out what we're allowed to do. Of course, it is, they do own that brand,
yeah.
And they were so generous to allow us to do it this way this year. Who knows what next year holds? And, you know, and I think probably March or April time we'll have a better sense of where where things are really at in our community. But one thing we do know, regardless what we say about this year, which started off, by the way, with bushfires, which had an impact in a lot of charities in many respects because of the generosity going to the poor victims affected by that. So that was a tough start to the year. Then we go into COVID. I don't think anything can stop a strawberry sundae.
No.
I think it's the most resilient treat on the planet.
When times get tough, you know,
strawberry sundae. It's like, you know, pull this cord or break glass.
Look, it's been phenomenal to be a small part, a small cog in that promotion of strawberry sundaes this year and over the past few years as well. But it's all about funding medical research. That is where those profits go. And that's medical research that will change lives today, tomorrow, and in the future as well. Michael Hornby, thank you very much and congratulations once more being a finalist in the ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards.
Craig and Loretta, thank you so much for everything you do for the common good.